Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Now, you might not have noticed, but it is a presidential election year. President Biden's running again, and black voters played a major role in his 2020 election. Here in Massachusetts, people of color have enfranchised in growing numbers over the last decade. But how engaged are the state's black voters this year? And what issues are top priority? That's the question we're asking. And Ron Bell is here in Studio 2. Ron is a founder of Boston civic engagement nonprofit Dunk the Vote. He was also a senior aide to former Governor Deval Patrick. Ron, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month. It's great to have you here. So who is Dunk the Vote talking to right now, and what are you hearing from people?
Well, there's a lot of things we're hearing from folks. We had a project with MIT Media Lab to talk about to folks, why do you vote? Why don't you vote? It was over 300 participants, 62 conversations. One of the issues that people, a common thread that happened was they didn't know how to access services in city government. The other piece, as far as on a national level, black men are starting to look towards Trump, which is surprisingly 20%, according to the poll of Politico. So I'm really concerned that the black vote is being taken for granted. Black people are really feeling disenfranchised. They feel that they're not connected to institutions. So what we're trying to do is show people how to access services so that when they go out to the polls, they'll be able to connect their vote to services that they need for their community.
So, Ron, is there a straight line, a dotted line, or a disconnected line between the people that you've been speaking with and what is taking them to the polls for city issues, state issues, and what takes people to the polls for national issues? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, what carries people to the polls for a mayoral race,
right,
and what's top of mind,
mm-hmm,
versus a presidential race and
right,
what's top of mind?
Right. I think on a local level, housing is a major issue. People are being gentrified out of the city of Boston. You know, when you look at the number of black people who have went to like Randolph and Brockton and other areas close to Boston, it's almost like black people in the city, local city areas like Mission Hill, Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan, they're no longer here. So housing is a major issue. I think the unemployment, the economy, as far as on a national level, we have to make sure that folks have good paying jobs, not just jobs. I think sometimes when you look at the unemployment rate, what the administration talks about, the lowest in the history, 4.7%, that's not really trickling down to the black community on the ground. And these are the people we talk to, black folks that are from the neighborhoods that have lived here for most of their lives and have been moved out to local suburban areas.
So I'm going to add another voice in just a minute, but I'm going to pull up a little bit more data or pull into our conversation a little more data. And right now we're speaking with Ron Bell, who's one of the founders of Dunk the Vote here in Massachusetts. You pointed us to this report, which came from the Kaiser Family Foundation. One of the things that stood out. So in 2020, of the eligible black voters in Massachusetts, about 42% are registered, right?
Right.
You fast forward to 2022, 72.4% are registered.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big swing in 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think's lying behind that?
I think what it is, as I mentioned earlier,
yeah,
black people are not being paid attention to because the low numbers. Historically, black and Latinos vote at a lower rate than white votes. In the 2020 election, the white community came out with 71%. Black people came out at 36%, lowest in the country.
Here in Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts. And the Latino community came out as 51% in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So we've put this guide together, this guide, Making Boston Government Work for You, which we're really excited about because it shows people who are the elected officials. In our conversation, Tiziana, we heard people say they didn't know who their city councilors were. They didn't know what they do. They didn't know the difference between a state rep or a city councilor. And, you know, when the presidential election, should allow people to come out more because the attention is paid. You don't get the advertisement on the news and the networks about the local elections.
Right.
And so therefore, so traditionally what has historically what's happened, the primaries, they've had low voter turnouts and even in the general elections. So, and I think now with the 2020 election, you've seen a whole new poll of candidates of color. And, you know, I'm really excited about that, but they just need to make the connection between the voters, the administration, and the state officials, make that connection as far as to the voters.
Okay, Ron Bell of Dunk the Vote, you're here in Studio 2. I'm going to have you sit tight now because I'm going to add another voice. I'm going to talk to him for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Michael Curry is a board member of the National NAACP. He's in D.C. now. He's going to be in New York this weekend for the organization's annual meeting, where Vote is part of what they're going to be talking about. Michael, welcome back.
Hey, glad to be back with you.
It's great to have you. We got a little echo in the background, Michael, and that's okay. I'm going to stick with it. I really wanted to talk to you because you rang the bell on the importance of voting when you joined us here on Radio Boston for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, actually. And I wanted to come back to you, especially given you're going to be talking about this at the national level this weekend. You know, one of the things that Ron just reminded us of is that when there's a national vote at hand, it drives more people to the polls. What are the big issues on your mind when we think about Black voters this year, Michael?
Yeah, I think one is when you think about Black voters, folks are focused on, as Ron Bell said, they're focused on their pocket issues, right? How do we make sure that people can afford to buy the food? Housing is over 50% of the cost for an average family, and particularly higher rates in communities of color. What does it mean when your job is unstable? People are being furloughed. Can you get a fair wage? You know, all these bread and butter issues that are general issues for all Americans come at greater stakes for people of color. Because as Ron pointed to, when you think about unemployment rates or medical debt or education debt, we have 2 and 3 times higher debt. So we'll be discussing that in New York as we get into New York City for the annual meeting. We'll be focused on what is the role of the NAACP and other civil rights organizations to turn out voters on these bread and butter issues. I will say this to your listeners. We can't afford to stay home. So whether you are caught up in how old the candidates are, whether you're overly focused on the fact that people may not speak directly to your issues, this is a serious choice in America, and not showing up should not be an option.
So Ron's nodding. I'm going to bring him back in here. A lot of nodding, Ron.
Yeah, I just like to hear Michael Curry speak when, you know, he mentions how for folks can't afford to stay home. It's a matter of life and death. I mean, life is a matter of survival. I mean, and we have to get beyond just survival. We have to be prosperous. And I think people are really down. I mean, it was a point where I felt cynical as a voting rights advocate.
Why?
And because of what I've seen, the disconnect, people are like so upset at what's going on, being ignored. Folks are just being gentrified in various communities. So they're very unhappy. And for me, just seeing that and people coming to me, I worked in the administration with Governor Deval Patrick. So one of my offices was constituency services. When you do not return your phone calls or meet the needs of the people, people are really get frustrated.
Who is not returning phone calls and meeting the needs of the people, Ron Bell?
Some of these elected officials are not returning phone calls. They're not in the office. Yes, I give them a break. As
what
far
are
as
we talking about? City councilors?
City councilors.
Mayor Wu?
Well, I'm not saying Mayor Wu, but I'm just saying there are local the city council last year had major challenges. So people were coming to me asking me for jobs. And I was saying to myself, we need to get a document where they can access services, how to use the system, call 311, the city of Boston's central hub line for non-emergency services. So, I mean, you have to really learn the people. There are some folks that don't even know who their city councilors are. So we put people's faces with their names and their their titles so they can know who they that represents their community.
And it's an interesting moment in that we, of course, have arguably the most diverse city council, right? And we've seen an increasing diversity of the Boston City Council really over the last decade. We're here in studio, Ron Bell, who's one of the founders of Dunk the Vote here in Massachusetts. Michael Curry, who's a board member of the National Board for the NAACP, is in Washington, D.C., talking with us. Michael, I'm going to be deliberately obtuse for a minute, because Ron used the phrase, it's a matter of life and death.
Yes.
And we're connecting that, Michael, with the pocketbook issues, right? Food on the table, housing. Bring it down to brass tacks. What do we mean it's a matter of life and death this year, Michael Curry?
Yeah, I mean, it's, these issues are so interconnected, right? Can you afford to get to pay for your prescriptions? Can you afford to pay for the health care that you need, right? Copays, deductibles. Can you get access to a provider? You know, that's the space, Tiziana, that you know I'm working in on a daily basis. And I'm down here in D.C. discussing with, just walked out of Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley's office, speaking with her on these issues. But it's also about, can I afford to eat, right? Food insecurity. How does, these are our life and death issues. People, morbidity, mortality rates are higher in pockets across the Commonwealth. Depending on whether you're in Chelsea, Lynn, Lawrence, Roxbury, Lowell, throughout the state. So that's what we mean when we say life and death issues. We tend to get tolerant of the fact that you can live 10, 15 years more just by getting on a train and going from Roxbury to Beacon Hill. But that's unacceptable. This is where this election matters. Now, as we get ready to turn our attention to a national election, to a presidential election, again, if you care about Supreme Court, if you care about federal judge appointments, if you care about your rights, if you care about civil rights, voting rights, you can't not show up. And I think that's the message that we want to share with communities that are listening today.
So I'm going to connect the dots for listeners on something. You talked about that train ride from Roxbury to a place like Beacon Hill. Consistent research showing that life expectancy in Boston does, in fact, vary by more than a decade, depending on where you live. That's real. Those are real numbers behind that. And I will come back to Ron Bell in just a minute, but I'm going to stay with you, Michael Curry, because you just touched on something that is the other piece of this. And listen, you know, I host a show called Radio Boston. We are all about local. And I love it that the vast majority of this conversation has been on brass tacks, local bread and butter issues like the ones that Ron's got in his 2024 guide for residents to the city of Boston. But we hear also so often, Michael, that this year somehow feels existential for democracy. And we are talking about the role of Black voters who played such a pivotal role in the 2020 election, at least in the primaries, if not in the general. So just touch on that for a moment before I come back to Ron, Michael.
Yeah, well, we know our vote matters, just like our lives matter. And our vote matters, meaning that we need to show up. And there's something intentional, as Ron knows well, because we both Ron and I engage in this political thing often. There is a game being played. I say it's chess, not checkers. The game of chess is let's distract voters from the key issues. Let's make them think, hey, you don't care about any of the candidates. Stay home, right? You don't, you're Biden's aide. They're not doing enough for you in that party. But the reality is it's a responsibility of people like Ron Bell, myself, and others to raise up what are the critical issues and then to connect the dots to why their votes matter and what it matters in their homes. So this is a battle for democracy. We know that we lost tremendous ground over the last several years with women's right to choose, with passing the George Floyd Justice and Policing Bill or the John Lewis voting rights bill. These are critical pieces of legislation that, but for the divide in Congress, we could get these things over the top. So the only way those changes is when we change the table. When we, you've heard me say this before, Tiziana, if you're not at the table, you're on the table or you're on the menu, voting is being at the table.
So I'm coming back into Studio 2 here with Ron Bell of Dunk the Vote. And again, Michael Curry's in Washington, D.C. The line's not perfect, but Michael always is. So we wanted to keep you, Michael, despite we don't have perfect sound with you. So, Ron, everything that Michael just said is hanging in a thought bubble over the two of us, as is the fact that you expressed the fact that there is polling showing that it nationally among Black men, they're growing numbers going for Donald Trump, which would seem to run opposite, I think, to some of what Michael Curry was just saying, but maybe not. So I'm putting that thought bubble from my side of the table to your side of the
got
table
you.
To give
I
you a
got
chance
you.
To pick
and,
it up.
And Michael's on point when he says everyone needs to go out and vote. I think what it is that the administration, the Biden administration, needs to pay attention to the black folks, you know, because there's been promises made that weren't kept. There's been accomplishments. He's doing a great job as best he can, because in spite of all what's going on internationally.
But what promises has he not kept? Give me two examples.
The George Floyd legislation, the
like
voting
Michael
rights,
said.
Just like
okay.
Michael said.
Okay.
I mean, people were looking forward to that.
Got it.
And I think that was a national and local issue that people could connect to. So when people are constantly ignored, they're looking at the institutions, Democrat or Republican, as ignoring them. There needs to be resources put in every city and town. Civic engagement is not even taught in schools. People don't know. There are adults that need to be reschooled. When we made this government guide, folks were like, wow, I forgot about this when I was younger. This is good. Now, this information is on the website in the city of Boston, but it's very complicated. And, you know, city government can be bureaucratic. It can be very confusing. So we try to make it easier so folks can understand.
Where can people get these, Rondo?
They can go to our website, dunkthevoteforever.org. You can go to that website, or we can bring them to you. We are so really intentional about this election. And I think once we get people in the habit of voting, it's going to be some changes, and you'll see people come out more often.
All right. We will continue to follow, BIPOC voting, all the voting trends throughout this year. I want to thank Ron Bell, founder of Boston Civic Engagement nonprofit Dunk the Vote, and Michael Curry, who's on the national board of the NAACP and is president and CEO of the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers. Ron, thanks.
Thank you.
And Michael, thanks for joining us from D.C. Good luck with the national meeting in New York this weekend.
Thank you.